Howdy, folks. This is Tad here. This is a spin-off podcast from our normal one I'm thinking of doing called Noise Boys. It's essentially just a group of people shooting the shit for however long it goes. I think it's a pretty good use of time if you're just looking for something to take up space while you're farming in your Korean MMOs, or if you're sitting alone in the post-apocalypse in a bunker and you need, you know, the facsimile of human speech around you so you don't lose your fucking mind. Either way, this is Noise Boys.
I can't get over all the fucking views you have in that Neopets one. That's really good. And none of them stayed for any of the other episodes, similarly, Phase.
Exactly. Hold on, let me check the analytics on that episode.
Surprising amount of likes, though. People apparently thought it was funny.
Yeah, I actually, there's like three or four people who actively listen to it on YouTube and like leave comments on more than one episode. It's pretty cool.
More than one episode, that's cool.
Fuck you, you fuck man. Alright, analytics on Neopets, let's see. I got cherry fucking coke down my nose.
What did you deserve?
Average view duration.
7 minutes.
We did it, Ted. We're famous.
We did it, Reddit.
Everyone loves us, dude.
All right, let's see how many people have watched it on a game console. Wow. One dude watched it for 21 minutes on a game console. What the fuck? He was in Mexico.
A fucking loser. Yeah, fuck you, guy, who listened to me ramble on about garbage.
Oh, boy. Oh, dude, this is cool. I like this.
We got 3,000 whole views and zero subscribers.
Hey, there's one subscriber from it. It's like those people on Tumblr who will, like, get super passive-aggressive. Like, don't bother to fucking like my post, reblog it, or don't even bother.
I have never actually like followed. I have a candy in my mouth, by the way.
Fucking good. That's good audio.
Oh yeah, fuck you. I'm fucking hungry for some fucking candy canes. So like,
hold on. Before you continue that stupid thing, there was 5 pounds of Reese's candy that I was gonna buy earlier today.
Yeah, dude, just destroy your fucking innards.
It wasn't gonna be mine. It was gonna be a Christmas present. Merry Christmas,
awful.
You fat fuck.
See, I actually tried to get some Reese's at work. They're sugar my fucking dark memories.
Deep, like, dark fantasy.
I'm like, man, I don't feel like eating lunch. I'll just eat this bag of Reese's. The little,
you this. Would say. This is Trump's America. I can do whatever I want.
And I'm still fucking skinny, by the way. Okay, no. I just wanted a snack and some Reese's peanut butter cups. So I get that bag of like Reese's minis. I eat half the bag, and I just go, ah, shit, my stomach hurts like fucking hell. What did I do wrong?
So what did I
go do? I go to the fucking bathroom and just release the new League of Legends Assassin update in that fucking toilet. It was awful. As I told fucking Ryan, it was like the Passion of the Christ, but in bowel form.
The Passion of the Christ 2. That's right, there is a Passion of the Christ sequel.
How does that even work?
Jesus comes back, obviously. You never read the Bible? Read the fucking book before you watch the movie, Alex. Fucking
I can't get over how many fucking views this has. You know, well, how many views for as unpopular and unfunny as we are. Like,
hey,
fuck me,
it's
dude.
Pretty good.
I feel
four
so
people.
Useless.
Four
all the
people.
Deadeye ones
Wait,
are
hold
better.
Hold on a second. There's four... There's so little on iTunes. Because it's hard to get, like... Like, the reason I put it on YouTube is because it's much easier to find shit on YouTube than it is iTunes. Because you can search YouTube, like, anywhere. For iTunes, you have to have the iTunes app, which you don't have unless you're a fucking Apple cuck. Like, the Marie one on YouTube has, like, 30 views. And it has 4 on iTunes. Because like you can put like an embedded YouTube link to someone, say, hey, here's a YouTube link, and they can watch it, no big deal. But if it's fucking iTunes link, they've got to download iTunes, or they got to get like a third party fucking app. One that I'm surprised doesn't have as many views is Unintentional Gay Homestuck Roleplaying.
What, you thought that would have more?
Yeah. Like, if I saw that title, I'd click that shit.
Well, when you say unintentional gay Homestuck role-playing, that means there's two men involved. Men don't read Homestuck, Tad.
Shit, you're right. Nani?
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 Masaka.
What is this?
Masaka means impossible. Thinking,
I keep thinking of that E. Howard Google the Yamaro, and it was the first result. Where it's the guy spraying the dog.
Yamate. No, Frieza Senpai, Yamate.
Stop it.
Konnichiwa, Ted, Dono Kun Sama Chan. Having a kawaii morning, motherfucker.
SMH TBH fam. Guru Gamesh. Anime Club. I'm getting like Spanish memes now by searching Yamaro.
Spanish memes?
Yeah, because it's like Ya and then space Mero, whatever the fuck. And then there's a picture of Miku. Yamaro Kudasai.
Yeah, muerte, motherfucker.
Carlito. Carlito. Ah, okay.
God, I hate anime. I hate anime so much.
You know what anime we don't hate? Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, that one's okay. If you like gay shit.
Whoa there. I'm fucking throw a flashbang.
I'm just kidding.
Slow down.
I'm just kidding. Gurren Lagann was pretty good.
If anyone who's listened to this podcast might have been able to pick up from the subtle, the subtle intricacies of my dialogue, I don't like anime. I don't like anime. I think it's fucking trash.
See,
I stand by. Okay, I went down from 100% of anime is fucking irredeemable garbage to like 93% of it is fucking irredeemable trash garbage.
I mean, to be fair, not all of it is cute girls doing cute things, Tad. It's just a lot of it is.
Yeah, about 93% of it is.
The problem is just that it sells too well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, what are they gonna do, Tad? Not make money.
Like, here's what I have in my, like, in my videos folder. I have one folder, and then I have all the garbage, like, I have like, I'm so sorry, Toby Fox, which is Toriel's theme, but then I spliced in Undertale Audio Erotica with Toriel pegging Sans into the middle of it and put it on YouTube. Silva Gunner wouldn't accept it.
So, did you even, like, try to message him about it?
I did. He just never responded, so fuck him. Fuck the fucking Gilva Sunner Illuminati bullshit.
You're not a high-level, high-quality ripper. You can't join their shit. But hey, Ted, you can join the fucking We Are Number One meme squad that's going on right now.
I should do that. Just put in Toriel pegging Sans, right? Let me tell you about Tiny Sands.
Every time.
You won't let me tell you about Tiny Sands.
But everyone is replaced with Toriel pegging Sands.
As I was saying, there's one folder in there called Homestuck, and inside of it is all my anime.
Inside of it.
And all of my Homestuck pictures are in a folder called anime.
My general folder where I put like all my other folders for shit I like is just called shit.
Yeah, I've been on your computer. It is, I don't know how you fucking use it. It's nothing but, there is no organization.
Yeah, not really. Well, no, there's semi-organization. It's just that, like I have my shit folder, which has just, like, images and shit that I like, whether they're porn or just, like, funny reaction images or something. But then I kind of have it sort of organized. Like, there's the Ace Trite, a.k.a. the Ace Attorney folder, and then there's the Bloodborne folder. And then, but then, like, in the middle of all these folders is just a lot of garbage. Because it's just like, I feel like, oh, that image is kind of funny, I'll save that, but I'll forget that I even have it saved, and I don't know where to find it because it's not in a folder, so it's just kind of in there. Because I Kleptomaniac just wants to steal shit? I just want to save images. But I forget about them anyway, so what do I know?
So then you'll save them again, you'll never be able to find them. But in my Homestuck folder are the four good animes that exist. There's Gurren Lagann. There's Space Dandy, there's Kaiji, and then there's Gravity Falls.
What about Bobo or Ultimate Muscle, Tad?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. There's also Dan Versus and Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters? Why isn't the Toxic Avenger on there?
Because I have the DVD in my living room. See? Okay. I tried watching the Toxic Avengers with some other fucking normies. Okay?
Some normies.
And they're like, oh, man, this is too violent and, like, gory. You know what turned them off? When they basketballed the midget to death. And I'm like, are you shitting me? And then they went to watch The Walking Dead, where a dude got beat to death with like a baseball bat. I'm like, oh yeah, man, seeing that midget get basketballed was pretty fucking gruesome, wasn't it? Huh? Wasn't it? And they kicked me out, and I had to walk home.
It was fucking bullshit. Me out, so I had to walk home.
It was fucking bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit, my dude. By the way, this Let Me Tell You About episode is literally just let us tell you about random garbage because we're not funny and we don't have anything else to talk about. We like four things and we realize this. We're like, oh shit, we basically told the past 30 years of our lives.
There's shit that we're eventually going to do. Like, we're going to do a big ol' Gurren Lagann one. But the ones that are important, like the ones we fucking did the podcast for, haven't been done yet because I want to do them right. I haven't started on the Homestuck one.
Home shit episode is just fantastic.
See, you say episode as in singular. That's where you're wrong. You're wrong, laughed the fat controller.
Ted, have you ever thought that maybe you like something a little too much?
Never. Speaking of, did you see that Dishonored 2 video? Yeah, you saw it. Yeah, I showed you it. It's like, don't blink, you'll miss this. I'm gonna watch it again. Where he's like, now we're gonna do all this crazy shit. It's gonna go by super fast. Gonna go by crazy fast.
Don't blink, you'll miss this. Check this out.
My little brother did a Dark Souls 3 speedrun. He got the world record for the final boss.
Huh, nice.
And he got to Soul of Cinder and beat him in 5 minutes. He's fast.
What? Nanny!
He's like, hey Ted, you want to see me do a speedrun of Dark Souls? I'm like, sure, alright. I came here for hamburgers, I'll stay for the Dark Souls. And he's like, watch this shit. And he just opens up fucking Cheat Engine. Sets his speed to like 20. And sets his health and like magic and stamina to the max.
Malasica, how could he possibly master this technique? He's just a kid.
Oh, it's so good. But, reprise your role as a supernatural assassin in Dark Souls 2. The next chapter in the award-winning Dark Souls Dishonored Saga by Arcane Studios. 45 seconds of slowly walking and missing attacks. God, it's so dumb. Oh, I just got a message on Facebook. It just says protein farts.
Okay. So, I gotta just tell these people this disgusting story that I already told you, but there's no way I can organically fit this into the fucking conversation, so I just gotta say.
Are we gonna start talking about Star Fox?
Just that thing.
Or Star Farts. See, that's like Fox, but I put it in fart.
Funny.
It's pretty funny stuff, Alex.
I liked Star Fox when I was a kid, Tad, and I never heard that joke once because it's so not funny that even a kid wouldn't make it. Kill yourself, my dude.
KYS yourself.
Okay, so, like, I was heading on trash the other day because I'm a bad person.
You're a bad. You have a pink shirt that says bad man.
No, I have those Spy Kids glasses that when you put them on, it says bad boy on it. So I'm going to trash because I'm a fucking bad boy. And fucking, I'm scrolling down for the threads I want to see. And then I just see over to the right, Because I use the catalog over to the right, the corner of my eye. I just see a new diaper for a general with a picture of Fox McCloud shitting his fucking diaper. And it made me actually vomit in my mouth. Like, it actually came up and I tasted it. The only reason I didn't spit it out was because I was in my room and didn't want to get it all messy. So I had to fucking swallow it. It was awful. Okay, Tad, I've been on the internet for like my whole fucking life, you know? I've seen shit. I don't care. You know, whatever. I was on Team Fortress 2. I've seen those sprays. I deal with it. I'm pretty much immune to this shit. But that got me. That made me want to throw up. Because it hits on, like, every level of just awful. But then it also hits you on the personal level because I love those games. So it just made me vomit. Ugh. Like,
it's your fault for liking Star Fox, really.
It's my fault. It was my fault for going to trash. For going to those stupid two generals that I go to. And Steven Universe General, because Steven Universe... Spoilers, I like that garbage. Fuck
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. Tad, it's literally the new host. Like, I can't believe you're not all over it.
Yeah, come on, Tad. I can think of a lot of reasons why I'm not all over it. Mostly because it's fucking trash.
It's fucking trash. It's got some bad episodes, but it's fun. I like it.
It's got some bad seasons.
It's a bad season.
It's got some bad series.
Season one isn't so bad.
Sure thing, Alex. Whatever you gotta tell yourself.
The first episode sucks, though. But anyway, so I unironically enjoy Steven Universe. So the problem with Steven Universe is that it's really cancerous. Like, I like it because it's nice, sweet, and enjoyable. You know, it's cute. It's got its own little story that's going on. Pretty shitty pacing with its fucking, like you don't introduce that awesome plot shit and then just start saying, eh, fuck it, let's have fun, Smilelli face. No, fuck you.
I wonder what that sounds familiar to.
You don't
pull. Let's just bring up some shit and ignore it. Yeah, you don't fucking whip out a huss, pulling the huss card.
They just pull a hussy. But, like, it's enjoyable, and I'm a bad person. I'm a bad boy. Fucking.
Bad boy Bubby.
Fucking.
Do you know who Bad Boy Bubby is?
No.
It was a movie. Hold on, let me find it. Bad Boy Bubby.
You just don't want to talk about Steven Universe, is he trying to sweep this under the rug?
Oh, fuck no. It's an Australian, Italian black comedy slash drama film written and directed by Rolf Dahir. It stars Nicholas Hope. And Carmel Johnson. It's about, like, this dude who's, like, trapped in his house by his crazy mom. He's a 35-year-old man-child, similar to you.
Who... Ow, my feelings!
Similar to me. Similar to everyone who's listening to this. And he's, like, trapped in his house, and his mom tells him, like, he can't go outside because it's poisoned. And, oh my god, it won awards? What the fuck? Anyway, Bad Boy Bubby is what he calls himself. When his mom calls him when he does bad shit. Bubby eventually escapes, joins up with a rock band, and embarks on a journey of self-discovery and shocking mayhem. The mom tells him that it's poison. Like, she'll go out and put on a gas mask. And then one time she goes out just to smoke a cigarette and forgets, like, the gas mask. And he's like, oh shit, Bad Boy Bubby's breaking out of here. So you're a bad boy, Bubby, is what I'm trying to say.
You're a bad boy, Bubby. You should fucking make that stupid bad boy thing the fucking icon.
Bad boy. I forgot about that from Spy Kids.
I only remembered it because fucking one of my friend's Discord icon was that for a while. I forgot a lot of shit about Spy Kids. Spy Kids was a good
thing. Do you think God hides up in heaven because he too lives in fear of what he's created? Steve Buscemi, Spy Kids 3.
Spy Kids was really bad and had no reason to have so many movies. I still remember stupid fucking Shark Boy and Lava Girl being like the worst thing I've ever seen.
I saw it in 3D and I kept taking my 3D glasses off because I wanted to see the comparison, and it gave me a really bad headache.
I remember seeing Avatar with a fucking family in 3D, and this is when I learned that fuck family, it's all about me. When the only seats that were open that were like all together like up in the front and in the fucking right corner. So like the worst thing for a 3D movie, right? So I just said fucking like fuck you guys. I get up and just go into the middle and sit next to some fat dude. I'm like, sup, dude. He's like, hey, sup, can I sit here? He's like, yeah, sure. Fuck yeah. And I didn't hang out with my family for the entire movie.
And you dropped down your shades and they said bad boy.
Yep. Literally. All right,
Alex.
Me.
Okay, Alex. Now we're gonna do a little Simu cast thing here. We're gonna watch the Cars 3 teaser trailer.
The Cars 3 teaser trailer.
Alright, Alex, you ready? We're gonna sync this up sync tube style, okay? Alright. And a one and a two and a skiddly diddly do. Alright, this is the Cars 3 simulcast stream experience.
What is a simulcast?
This looks like these cars don't have faces. I think he's going to the real world. He's going to team up with Steve Buscemi. Oh, there's a heart on that one. Nani. These things are fast.
Why is cars and planes like a thing?
I can't believe Steve McQueen is fucking dead.
Can't believe the squid totally beefed it.
Where were you in the school? Where were you when Lightning McQueen fucking queefed it? From this moment, everything.
Are you trying to make
cars
dark?
Oh shit! Is he actually fucking dead?
No, he's lost a leg. Basically, he's gonna be a cripple.
Leg. All right, that was the Cars 3 teaser trailer simulcast. I'm pretty excited.
I had a single joke for
I'm a real Lightning McQueen head. You know, that's what we call ourselves in our community, Alex. What do you think about this trailer? Are you excited? Of course you are. Good answer.
Sorry, all I watched is cartoons for social justice warriors and little girls.
And don't forget live-action shows for Japanese like grade schoolers and like adult men.
Yo, dude, there is literally nothing wrong with Kamen Rider. In the episode that came out Sunday, he got the powers of a rhythm game and beat the shit out of a bug monster. Whenever
Why is
the
it
bug
called
monster...
Tattle Quest? Did Tattle they do Quest? It specifically to antagonize me?
Yes. Okay, Tad, whenever the evil bugster guy activates his game power, it number goes like, what's the game? Super game. Ultra game. What's your name? But for the bad guy, it's fucking like, bad game. Dead game. Awful game. What's your name? And I just go, Battleborn. And then he transforms.
And then you go like that, and you fucking fling your Cocoa Puffs in the air.
It says the Bugsters whenever he does it, but I always just say Battleborn because that game's really bad.
They give you a chuckle whenever you do it.
Yeah, it does. It gives you a little snuckle. It's like a snark and a chuckle at the same time. Hey, Ted, let me give you a quick little tell you about Battleborn because I played that.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I had the chance to play that.
I had the chance, but
PAX.
I denied it.
I went to it. I'm like, eh. And I literally looked at the computer, went, eh, and turned around and walked away.
You should have had him sign your copy of Overwatch.
I would have. I fucking should have, but I didn't bring the physical copy with me. I left it at home.
Okay, so, quick little, because this isn't going to be long. This doesn't need its own episode. Let me tell you about Battleborn. So, I think that game looked pretty bad. I didn't care for it.
Battleborn.
Battleborn, it's a dead game, awful game, what's your name? Fucking Battleborn is a first-person shooter MOBA thingy that Gearbox made. Gearbox, literally EA 2.0. Gearbox is the company that everyone knows as being really, really not funny, but they got really lucky when they made Borderlands 1 and continued to be really not funny and continued making money even though they didn't deserve it. And stealing money from Sega and shit. And blah, 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 no one cares. They suck. So, play this game when it comes on the Steam, the Humble Bundle. Because I would never pay $4 million for this game. Ever.
Yeah.
It didn't look good. I didn't care. All the character designs looked like shit. Except for a couple. Like, I can name them. Marquise, that robot sniper. Not bad. Miko,
the
mushroom guy.
Is he the dude that's like a
Marquise is the robot guy with the little like hat.
Yeah, he's like a butler.
He's a sniper apparently. He's got a cane that's a sniper rifle.
But he also has a normal gun.
That's what it is. It like looks like a cane. He holds it down like a cane, and he picks it up, has a little scope, and he shoots with it.
All right, so that's a good design.
Yeah, Marquise is all right. Miko is the mushroom dude, who I thought was a wizard, but he's actually a ninja. So what do I know? But he's not terrible.
Yeah, what do you know, Alex?
Not a terrible design. He's just a misleading one. And then I like Orendi, the little fucking witch with four arms. She was the one I liked. She was cool. So, like, I fucking get the game for $15 because I say, fuck it. V hates it. And I don't like Gearbox because fucking Borderlands 2 was really, really not funny. I'll do it. Let me tell you about that in 1 second. So I fucking get this shit, play it, and I just want to have my own opinion of it. You know, I don't want to just shit on something I don't know. I don't want to be like those many others who have an opinion about things I don't know, and the less I know, more opinions I got. So install the game, first opening line of that thing.
Truly we are the Battleborn.
No, I wish. That would have been actually kind of funny. It immediately starts off with this half-hearted, sarcastic little remark about its own plot. The very first line is sarcastic, and I just said, yep, Gearbox isn't going to try even remotely for this, are they? Every single piece of dialogue is loud, obnoxious, in your face, and above all, sarcastic. Now,
I watched a short video where they were fighting like a spider dude, and it was about 8 minutes of you sitting in an arena unable to do anything, where they tried to make really funny quips like, hey, do this thing in a really loud voice. Oh, man, he's not doing that thing.
No, I'm and so fucked out right now.
Yeah.
It is never funny. Except for one time. One time it legitimately made me laugh. Okay, so when you do the PvE stuff, because there's like 20 game modes, everything's split up everywhere. It's a fucking clusterfuck. But there are these like kind of like Borderlands-y little mission dungeons you can do that's PvE where you fight bots and a boss and shit, that you can unlock new characters and shit with that, which isn't a terrible idea in itself, but it's not good in this game. You you don't make like 80 different game modes and expect with online matchmaking and expect everything to go well, you know? But anyway, whenever you load that up, the character will do whatever like little taunt you equipped on them, which is kind of cool. And Oscar Mike, who's like the generic soldier dude, does push-ups. He goes, 1, 2, 6, shit! Because he fucked up. And that was funny, because I didn't expect that. That made me laugh. But all units be advised, feminism is awesome. He says that. He says it sarcastically, but he says it.
No, it's okay if you don't, because then it's really funny, Alex. Why aren't you laughing?
It's really funny.
Last time I checked Steam charts, there were more people playing Audio Surf than there were Battleborn.
Well, hey, live right now. Battleborn Steam charts.
Compare it to Paladins. I want to see Paladins.
Okay. Live for everybody. The all-time peak of the most people ever playing Battleborn ever was 12,000. Not terrible. Playing 38 minutes ago, 161.
Ooh, boy. So if I started playing right now, I would be in the top 200 Battleborn players. I could put that on my resume.
Okay, so, like, the game is just so loud and not funny, and I
aggressively unfunny is the term that I've been using lately.
Like, it's really the biggest fault with that game, because there's never a moment where the characters shut their fucking mouths. So it's a constant reminder of how not entertain, like, how much not fun you're having. Like, that's really it! It's just hi, Gunner Cleese, how are you today? Yeah, I'm fine. That's great. I'm gonna kill your friends. It's like, that's not funny. That was supposed to be some kind of, that was supposed to be like a weird deadpan humor kind of thing, right? But that's the problem, though, is that it wasn't funny. It wasn't delivered right, wasn't set up right, wasn't funny. Like, I don't even need that much to laugh. I just
Mad TV. Did you ever watch Mad TV? Or like they had it on Cartoon Network as something like Mad Kids or something?
No.
they did the same thing where they would have a mildly funny joke, but they would continue it for literally 6 minutes because they couldn't think of any more jokes, and they just had to fill up the time slot for the episodes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like, hey, here's a mildly funny joke, and then we're going to dwell on this where the other characters react like, oh, man, that's crazy. And then the other one goes, no, that's perfectly normal. I'm going to react this way to it. And Max's like, you're the weird one.
But Battleborn doesn't do that. Battleborn does, like, here is my not-so-funny ironic joke. And then in character, the game's still going. And, like, the characters are going like, wow, that joke was really unfunny, my dude. And, like, yeah, I know. I can't believe how unfunny that joke was. Isn't it funny how we're, like, in a funny way reacting to our own unfunny joke? Haha, yes, it is. Battleborn. Surely we are the Battleborn Special Edition, TM. It's like, okay, Gearbox to me is, you know that picture of fucking, I guess this is the Steve Buscemi episode, of Steve Buscemi just going, how do you do, fellow kids? That is literally Gearbox. They're like, hey, these kids are gonna find this funny, they watch PewDiePie and shit. Fuck, why are there only 100 people playing our game right now? It doesn't help, like the game looks like shit. The game you pay $60 for, and you still have to unlock heroes, so what
Wait,
do you pay...
seriously?
You didn't know that?
What the... I get it for Paladins, because it's a shitty free-to-play, first-person shooter and all that.
I literally have
and
no idea
then,
what
And even then, in Paladins,
$60...
you get characters really fast. You get,
my $60,
I got
Jesus
King
Christ, and... no. I'm sorry, I don't know what my $15 went to when I got on, and I had to, unlock Erendi. I'm like, fuck you. But I did. I got her achievement to do all our little challenges, because, every character has their own little, lore challenges, which are just, little sub-achievements. Like Erendi, use her knockback ability to knock people into her flame pillar ability 10 times. You get a little thing that unlocks that tells you a little bit about her backstory, which is garbage. All the characters have that, which is actually not a bad idea. Every character has their own little mini-quest to do, right? That's okay. Some are easier than others. But, shit's okay. Problem is that all of it's bad. Like, what's Erendi's story? Erendi's a weird alien symbiote thing that is, really not funny, loud, and wants to destroy everything. Okay, you know the kind of character like Jinx from League of Legends is? You know, the crazy girl who wants to destroy things? That's Erendi, but the Gearbox version of Jinx. So, really... not funny, and really loud, and voiced by Ashley Birch, and really loud, and not funny. And I love her design. It looks really cool, because I'm a shitter.
You are a shitter.
I am a shitter.
Well, hold on a second. There's a Battleborn mobile app called Battleborn Tap. What is this?
That gives you some free shit in-game. Like a golden skin for Erendi, of all people, actually.
Oh, man. The digital deluxe edition is $15.
Okay, I
including a season pass.
I got so distracted because of how much I hate this game. Okay, so $60 game. Special edition, $70. You don't unlock all the heroes when you buy it. First off, fucking kill yourself. Second off, no, really, kill yourselves. Third off... why? I know why. They wanted more money and more playtime.
We gotta have more money.
But why did you think that was an okay idea? They tried to say yeah, bro, this'll work. Those people will buy anything we make. We're Gearbox. We made Borderlands.
It really does feel like all right, Dota... Dota's fucking free to play. They get their money like TF2, where you just sell hats and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like,
imagine if League of Legends had a $60 price tag to it. That's it. League of Legends unlocked the characters, the rune pages, and the runes. That's what Battleborn does. Except Battleborn costs $60 to $70.
Yeah, their price on Steam is $70.
Yeah,
suck me.
Yeah, and here's how you unlock characters. You unlock characters by doing story missions, like killing fucking Isaac, the little ice robot who's, really not funny. Killing him will get you unlock the character. That's not a terrible idea. But when there's characters locked behind, do 15 online matches. Like, I need to have someone to play in the fucking online matches. And what
considering you have 100 players.
And, like, what if I just wanted to fucking play this game and didn't give a shit about the story mode? What if I just wanted my characters, you know? Like, no, I can just play, I got all my characters, I can go try out whoever I want. But, like, with Battleborn, I had to, like, what if I like that black guy, Galt, or whatever his name was, Girl, Gerald, fucking Jerome, whatever his fucking name was, Harambe, this,
Jeremy,
this really, really wide black guy, like,
did
why?
You just compare him to a gorilla, Alex?
No, I just called him Harambe, because it's a meme.
I'll let you off the hook this time.
Fucking, but like he's like the size of like he's like the size of a thin pumpkin. So like he's really fat still and really wide, but he's not round. He's just like a fucking square. Like he's like a like.
Hold on, what's his theme?
It's like Galt, like Ghalt. Like imagine you know Charjabug, the new Pokemon. It's just like a big like a fucking like big cube, a little bus bug. Imagine that standing up straight and black. That's fucking Galt. So Galt, like imagine if I wanted to play Galt. I need to either like do the entire story on hard mode or hit level 40. There's two ways to unlock characters, but like I had to do all of that shit. What if I liked him but never got a chance to play him because this game was so shitty? Like, like fuck you. There's literally no reason to give me a $70 price tag and then lock 80% of all of the heroes and shit, and then still make me have to grind up their equivalent to runes. And have a friend and still expect me to buy like DLC heroes, like that stupid snake guy, whoever they made, or the water girl, or
oh, I see what you mean. He's like very wide, but he's super thin.
Yeah, he's just like a brick. It doesn't make any sense. Like he's got this fat fucking head, but this like normal body. So like. He's the opposite of that one fucking guy from like Montana, that was his name. The guy Montana who's got the really big body and the tiny little head.
Oh yeah, the guy with the minigun.
Be fair though, he was designed to look stupid like that. Like his theme song literally talks about his tiny head. And that's
there's also a
choice.
Wrestler with a tiny head.
It's a wrestler with a tiny head, yeah. No, he's just shit-looking. God, this game just... Everyone in this game just looks so bad, except for those three that I mentioned. Like, it's so bad. Like, I know I'm just going on about, like, the same two things about how bad this game is, a.k.a. it looks shit and it sounds shit, but you guys have to understand that, like, you are constantly assaulted by those two factors. There's not a single second that this game doesn't remind you that it looks and sounds awful. Like, there's not a minute you're not looking at the game's graphics or character designs, right? You know, shit mm-hmm. like that. And there's not a second that these characters shut the fuck up with their stupid fucking one-liners. They should be five-liners. They just, goddamn! Fuck! Now, there's one thing that Battleborn does right. I completely forgot about it. Actually does right. Tad, write this down. When you look down, you can see your feet.
Nani?
Breaking the meta with that shit.
I mean, that's always nice to have in a game.
It is. I can look down at the well, see, it's not really because like I want to look down at the ground to not look forward at the awful graphics and designs, but then I look down and see the rest of my awful character design.
Okay, what the hell are Fury Potatoes?
What?
In Battleborn, there's like a thing. Like one of those graphs that are saying like all the information. It's like, oh man, 922 million Fury Potatoes launched. Does that just mean a bullet?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I think that's
this
damage.
Game for nine
yeah, that's just
hours.
Damage. They just call it Fury Potatoes because it's wacky.
I played this game for the badasses of the badasses in order to unlock Erendi, play Erendi, get her achievements. Listen to her horrible, horrible voice, and then cry because she's just so annoying. But damn, do I like her design. And then I stopped playing that game because I did all of her achievements and I had no reason to play this game anymore. Because everyone else looks like shit. Did they even talk about the game modes, about how bad those are, or does it even matter anymore? Do they even need to get into more detail, or are they just going to need to remind you that this game is like hanging out in a public bathroom at Walmart? You're just constantly assaulted by the horrible smell and sound. I hate Battleborn, but hey, at least I played it for 9 hours.
Funny that, like, Blizzard sabotaged Battleborn, because Battleborn was going to come out before Overwatch, and so Overwatch moved its free, like, its beta weekend to Battleborn's launch date and just totally fucked them.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, that's fucking, that's genius. Battleborn, like, defaultly Battleborn didn't stand that much of a chance against Blizzard. It's like, hey, here's this little worker ant against an anteater. But here's Grognar, the destroyer of anuses, and here's a simple stable boy. But just in case that simple stable boy tried to fight back, Blizzard made sure that they fucking tied the hands down. They had to make sure he couldn't run away. And the worst part for Battleborn is, too, is that, like, what they should have done is just said, fuck it, free to play, save what you can. But they didn't. They were like, we are Gearbox, we made Borderlands. Then Paladins came out. And it's like, hey, guys, you want to play Overwatch and all of our Overwatch ripoff heroes? But you don't have $60. Well, here's the free-to-play alternative, my dudes.
And then it works now on shittier computers.
Yeah, but like, so now what does Battleborn do? They lost their chance to come back. They're fucked. And they deserve it, too. Fuck them. Ted, okay, now, let me tell you about Borderlands 2.
Oh, boy. See, I played the first Borderlands. Say to me. Got bored after, the first zone, because I'm like, oh, cool. Oh, the next zone is literally the same, but green. Okay, I think I'm done.
I actually kind of like Borderlands, because I really like the setting, this kind of, like, basically everyone just lives in, like, these weird scrap huts and shit. It was cool. Yeah. I played the first Borderlands. I played Mordecai. He was cool. I liked the game. It had good music. It was cool. It had nice little liners, like fucking Nine Toes, this little fucking pelvic thrust. Fucking.
Oh, I did play Borderlands 2. It was at my house, and I'm surprised I didn't die in, like, a fire, because we had 3 TVs and 4 extension cords setting up, like, 3 different Xboxes in this one room, and at the end of those fucking extension cords, there was a 3-prong to 2-prong converter plugged into an unprotected outlet. So there's a 2-prong outlet with a
Ted,
converter.
So, Ted, you're telling me you all plugged all this shit in, all of you collectively took out your little shades, pushed the buttons, and Bad Boys popped up on it with an S, because they're group shades.
No, Alex, it said badass.
Badass! Woo! I fucking hate Gearbox.
Yeah, Borderlands. I didn't care that much for it.
Okay, so, played the game. I actually played the DLCs, like General Knox. I played on Xbox 360. I played with some random motherfucker who gave me a hacked shield that had like 2 million Berlillion health. So I literally couldn't die to anything. So I just soloed everything and beat the game myself. So after that, not having fun with that, years upon years later, like I'm telling, like, all of this shit has happened years ago. Like, Borderlands, the fucking sequel came. Like I got Borderlands 2 when Battleborn came out.
No, Alex, it wasn't Borderlands sequel. It's the pre-sequel, because that's funny.
Yeah, but like I got Borderlands 2 like a few months ago. Like, I just recently played it. Because my friends were like, hey, let's play Borderlands 2. You think you'll play it if you see it? I was like, I don't know, let's look up the shit. Like, isn't this game really unfunny? And he's like, yeah, but the gameplay's kind of fun. So I'm like, yeah, maybe it is. I'm looking at the characters, and I'm like, oh, shit, they made a psycho playable. Krieg, a DLC character. I'm like, well, fucking sign me up. If you buy me this game, I'll play it. So we all played the game. And it's pretty not funny. But
big surprise.
It's not as offensively unfunny as Battleborn. Like,
better than Battleborn.
No, because this one came out before that. You could tell with Borderlands 2 where the decline started. You could tell where they thought they were really funny. Like, there wasn't a serious moment that lasted longer than a second in Borderlands 2, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Borderlands 1 still took itself seriously. It just also had some light humor to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Borderlands 2 doesn't take itself seriously, like, remotely. And when you don't take yourself seriously, why should I? If you want to be a funny game and be... Okay. Undertale's fucking hilarious, right? But Undertale has its serious moments. It knows what to do, right?
Yeah. And knows how to set a mood. It yeah. also was actually funny.
Yeah. But imagine, like, you're fighting Asgore. Instead of that speech he did about how serious he was just like, wow, dude, fucking suck my beppis, dude. He would just be like, I am Grognar, destroyer of anuses, and you are but a simple stable boy. Like, that would be like what fucking Borderlands would do. No, I'm sorry, that's not what Borderlands would do. That'd be funny. Woo! But it would just be like, imagine like if that wasn't serious at all, and he just made like a stupid fart joke, and then you fought him.
It would be like everyone would like build him up to be this real smart, intelligent king, and he's just like a pig. And it's like, oh, alright, well, I guess that's kind of funny.
No, perfect. Borderlands. You're like, man, fucking King Asgore is the shit. Yeah, dude, he's so strong. He's awesome. Then the Borderlands version would just be him kicking open a stall and falling out with, like, a beer bottle in his hand and just falling flat in his face. And then you wouldn't actually fight him. You'd just go right past him and then fight Flowey. That would be the Gearbox equivalent of Undertale. No, that wouldn't work either, because that's actually kind of funny. Yeah. Dude, it's actually really hard to be as unfunny as Gearbox. Holy shit.
Maybe that's what they need to focus on. Making games that are so anti-funny, they suck the enjoyment out of the air. Like a fucking, like dry ice, like, sucks in the heat in the air. You know?
So,
it just
wait.
Fucking sucks in all the enjoyment around itself, forming like a black hole of very not fun.
So Battleborn?
Yeah.
God, they're so bad. It's kind of like it's kind of like, look at that Twisted Pixel, where, you know, like, all the games they made are actually kind of low quality, but like, Twisted Pixel's enjoyable, you know, they're fun and they had fun and the games are kind of fun in a bad way.
Yeah, they're not the best, but they try.
They're entertaining.
Ooh, they're trying.
They're entertaining for what they are. I mean, I fucking 100% did Captain Smiley. Fucking. Like,
the Captain Smiley trailer on my channel has more views than the official one.
Too bad we have no subscribers, let's do our shitty podcast. We're unfunny. Woo! Oh my god, I hate Gearbox. And I'm so glad they're dying.
Anthony Birch moved on to Riot Games. God, I really hope he designs a character.
I hope that new, like, girl character is, like, designed by him or something.
Because, like, when I saw her picture of the new character in League of Legends, she looked like a Battleborn character. She had the Battleborn thighs.
The Battleborn thighs.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. It's just like, fuck you. I just can't stop thinking of Grognar, Destroyer of Anuses. I don't even know if that was his fucking name. I just remember him calling himself the Destroyer of Anuses. And you are but a simple stable boy.
It was chat roulette, I think. I just googled simple stable boy chat roulette. Ah, that's not what I should have done.
No, man, that's gay. Get that gay shit out of here, man. I'm straight. I don't want any of this.
It's okay.
Shit.
I found a WikiHow article.
Cried the simple stable boy. Little did he know his girlish streaks made my 20-inch cock double in length. Fucking, it's amazing how painfully unfunny Gearbox is when, like, I'll laugh at that 27 and a half minute video of we are number one, but every number one is replaced with my favorite anime opening, and the first one is just we are number, and then Shrek kicks open the door. Somebody once told me, like, that fucking slayed me, because I wasn't expecting it to be ironic. I thought it was going to be actually anime. I don't know why I expected that. Now that I think about it, I don't know why I expected anything else, but I'm so glad that there is just this stupid fucking meme makes me laugh so hard, and not a single joke in Battleborn. Okay, not a single joke besides that one made me laugh in Battleborn. God, I remember playing Borderlands 2, and fucking Walrus was just so not happy. Like, we were doing this one dungeon, which had the boss, which was literally just a giant Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle reference. And he's just like, yeah, Alex, you having fun with this? Isn't that funny? Hey, remember these? This cartoon? Yeah, that was fun back in the old days. I remember. God, Battleborn. God, this is so funny. Or we drive up like, oh, man, he just said double rainbow. It's like the internet meme. Isn't this just a blast? He didn't like the game very much.
Oh, I'm really trying here to find, like, to think up a Battleborn. Okay. So, me and Tim, my roommate Tim, we thought up of Battleborn versions of the Overwatch characters. And the one that I thought I was convinced about was that Lucio would just be like a black dude with like an afro and bell-bottom jeans and like disco balls.
Oh, you mean like designing awful Battleborn characters?
Yes. Like if you took a character and put it into Battleborn, what would they be like?
Oh, dude. If I could draw, I'd so be on that because I could picture everything.
I know, right?
Oh!
Like... But no, Lucio was the best one I could think of. Because, like, instead of being, like, instead of something unique, like, he's got that sound gun.
He'd be Disco Kid from Punch-Out.
Yeah, you would press E, and he would, like, do that fucking finger thing while walking and just, like, gliding on the floor because they don't know how to animate it. There were a few others that we had. I might have them on my computer. Hold on.
Well, Zarya would have a weird stripe going down her fucking hair. She would have... these sunken in bone cheeks and really large puckered out lips because it's an art style. Fuck you. She wouldn't be ripped though. She'd be at least skeleton thin because it's an art style. And then she'd have a pulse cannon arm instead of a pulse cannon like thing in her hand. Let's see here.
Oh, no, that's right. I was going to draw this. I came up with an idea for an Onion comic that I was going to draw. I got to do that. It's me, innocent Homestuck fan begging a greedy anime watcher for just one anime figure. And the reason I thought it was so funny was the quote at the bottom was just going to be, figures.
Fuck you.
Oh, Alex, you know what we should bring up on the podcast?
What?
The Luigi's Mansion text I sent your mom.
What did you send my mother?
Don't you remember this? It was when Luigi's Mansion 2 was coming out.
No!
You don't remember this. And it's like the reason why your mom thinks that I'm gay.
No, I don't remember. Please, Tad, let you tell me about this.
Okay. Okay, so... There's a video on YouTube called Luigi's Mansion Has Multiplayer.
Oh yeah, I know that video.
Okay. So, it was like the day before the game came out, which was, 3 years ago, and I sent you a text message on your phone that said, hey Alex, are you ready for? And then I transcribed the entire video into text form. And I want you to know what sound effects play in this video.
Hey, and a lot of thumping.
Hey, a lot of thumping, and then vacuum sounds. So all your mom got was, hey, are you ready for thump, thump, wahoo, yeah, ver.
Why did you send this to my mother?
Because it was your phone, and your mom had your phone. So she opens up a text that would have been sent to you.
Why? Wait, why did you never tell me about this?
I told you about it.
Bullshit, I would have remembered something as weird as this. Something as oddly specific as, remember that time I convinced your mother I was a flaming officer? Remember I convinced your mother I was a simple stable boy?
You don't. I told you this. I remember. I remember because I thought
what
it was the funniest thing.
What did she say back?
She never responded, but I remember she's always given me like a weird look since then. And like if I was in her position, I'd be like, yeah, no, I agree 100%.
Which one of them is Grognar? Which one is the simple stable boy?
Fuck, I don't have it saved. I had like 5 or 6 characters from Overwatch put into Battleborn.
What?
Like, here, I'll type it out what the text message essentially said. It was...
What the fuck? It was basically this.
It was essentially this. Because it was a transcription of the video.
What? Man, if I didn't go to that whorehouse the other year, my mother would have thought some bad things about me. I bet when I went there, that's probably why she was okay with it. She was like, oh, thank God, Ted's just a fucking retard. Oh, thank God. Oh, praise the non-existent Lord because I'm atheist. Oh, thank the nothing that my son is not is not Grognar, destroyer of anuses. Someone's gonna fact check me that it's not Grognar.
I will. Grognar Stable Boy.
It's not Grognar. I just couldn't think of the name. I know it's some weird name with a hyphen in it.
The Grognar Files, tabletop RPGs. But yeah, that was the text message that your mom got. Isn't it great?
What?
What's the matter, Alex?
Hi!
Nani?
I literally massacre. How do you just... Why did you... Why my mother?
Because, like, I sent it to you. And then you told me that your mom had your phone. Because I'm like, hey, Alex, did you get that funny text I sent you?
That is literally a scene at the end of a family sitcom.
It is. It's literally a sitcom.
I imagine my mom just fucking, like, opens the door from the backyard, walks in, and people immediately start chuckling. Just, she's like, ooh, I got a text message from Alex's friend. Just, hey, Dad. Hey there, buddy. Ready to go? Howdy, Rangers. And my mom just going, looking at the crown like, uh-oh, and then just fucking, like, and then just directed by William N. Shatner, to fucking filmed by Andrew Huston, and, like, a little girls pop up. It just ends right there, with crowd applause and laughter. And a little cheering, of course, gotta throw that in there in the sitcom.
It's got the fucking congratulations. Congratulations.
It's like that one video of John Goodman in reverse of him slowly drinking milk and dying, but him coming back to life and spitting out milk and then walking away. Or I imagine my mother read that and then reacted that Randy Savage video of him just breathing.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's taking me to the boiling point.
That's such a good video.
I remember one time we were in your room, like, playing Phoenix Wright, and your mom came in and was like, put your pants back on. And I was really confused as to what she was talking about. Don't you remember this?
No!
Alex, you don't remember a lot of things.
My memory is specifically tied to my memory is equal to the trauma I experienced in that memory. All my memory my memory slots go to my shitty dad.
My members. You remember that my dad took a raft down the Mississippi, right?
Yo, hell yeah. I remember my dad fucking broke his skull open and got free brain surgery, even though he's a homeless drunk and 60 years old. But hey, some little kid can go die of cancer, I guess.
See, my dad stole a computer, got hit with a lead pipe, and we got a vacation out of it.
I don't understand how the law works.
How the law works is, it's, okay, that story about the thief who was on top of the roof and fell through the glass window and broke his leg, sued and won. That's how the world works, Alex.
That's fucking horseshit. What was the jury thinking? I imagine one guy put on his little bad boy shoes, like, guys, imagine if we let him win. And they're like, let's fucking do it, dudes. There's no sensible people just go like, fuck me. Okay, like, when I think of that one news story where it's two guys broke into this guy's house and were threatening to kill his wife and kid. So the guy took a baseball bat and beat the shit out of them, right? Makes sense. Yeah. But what he did afterwards is that he did some law-abiding citizen bullshit, tied them both up to chairs, and started, like, torturing them for the rest of the day. So when they went to court, the father obviously lost and had to, like, pay or some shit. Now, a lot of people are like, that's horseshit. Oh, no, he served jail time. It's like, that's horseshit. Those guys broke into his house and threatened his family. But the argument is, like, you know, yeah, but he also did, like, some Saw-level bullshit and was probably going to murder them. Like, you have every right to beat the shit out of them and get them the fuck out of your house, but you don't have the right to become Jigsaw. you beat the shit out of them, tie them up, citizens arrest them, and then have the police come. That is the extent of the legality, I guess is the word, that you are allowed.
Yeah. You can't fucking swoosh in there.
You can't be like that Russian girl who imprisoned her robber, tied him up into a closet, fed him nothing but Cheetos and Viagra, and raped him every day for 3 weeks straight.
That just sounds like a typical afternoon for me. Ooh, boy.
Well, sign me up.
Cheetos and Viagra. Why Cheetos?
By the way, she didn't go to prison. Because that's okay.
I just Googled Cheetos and Viagra. I'm going to find this.
It was Russia, because, you know, that country.
Oh, wow. There's more than one result here, Alex. Okay, you're going to have to explain to me why people like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I don't like them. I don't like them, Alex.
I don't eat them.
Did you ever try roulette Doritos? Did you puss out?
I only eat nacho cheese Doritos.
Alex, you need to try roulette Doritos. Because they will give you PTSD.
You PTSD.
Because what they are is one in every six Doritos has a heat index on the lumen scale of 78,000.
Okay.
It's the heat scale. Heat scale, let me find it here real quick. Okay, it is 78,000, which means it is about as hot as habanero peppers. Which is, the hottest jalapeno, it is about, let's see, 70, it's about, fuck, hold on. It's about seven times as hot as a jalapeno.
Question though, why?
Because they're really tasty. I know someone who ate a Carolina Reaper.
I don't even know what that is.
It doesn't have a taste. It is so hot, it does not have a taste. All it is you eat it, and like you have to eat it really quick, or the like juices will actually like ruin like furniture and shit because they're so hot.
They'll ruin furniture.
They will ruin furniture because they're so fucking hot. So what he did,
put this in their mouth. If it can burn through wood, it can burn through you.
So what he did was he ate it, and then he had to play Mario Maker 100 Mario Challenge, and he couldn't take a glass of water until he beat a level.
I mean, to be fair, water is actually worse. It wets your tongue.
Exactly. But I mean, he couldn't drink milk until he beat a level in Mario Maker.
There you go.
It was so hot, he actually went blind for about 6 hours. It fried his taste buds. It fried his taste buds. He cannot... spicy stuff no longer has any meaning to him because it doesn't taste as spicy.
It's nothing compared to what he's been through.
He went through a Carolina Reaper. And when I go on Tuesday to see Vector in Cincinnati with them, I'm probably going to eat one as well. Ugh, Alex, you know, it's okay. It's almost as hot as pepper spray. And the police use pepper spray, Alex. You know what you use pepper spray for? To ward off fucking bears. You pepper spray bears so that they will run away in pain. You do not fuck with pepper spray. Have you ever been sprayed, Alex, when you were, like, stalking a girl and she kept telling you to go away, but you kept staying near and she sprayed you with pepper spray?
No, please, let me know about it, Mr. Streets from Experience.
I mean, I would never do such a thing.
Fuck, that reminds me of that one video I saw on V, because fucking V never talks about video games. They only talk about fucking trying to shit on one another on an anonymous image board about that one guy, which I don't know if it was real or fake, but I want to say it's fake because it's so bad, but I want to believe it's real. Like that fucking Undertale My Little's Pet Shop thing. It was this one guy who was stalking this girl saying how proud he was that this girl actually hugged him, and she's just like really weirded out and trying to walk away. You ever see that video?
I have not.
It's the video that, like, no matter how bad I ever feel, like, no matter, like, what kind of, like, horrible, like, glass jar I'll break at work while stocking the shelves, no matter how much of an alcoholic my father is, no matter, like, just horrible things that happen to my life, I just think, wow, this guy is actually a fucking loser. Wow, this guy is actually that 2 out of 10 wouldn't bang meme image that people post. Wow, these people that, like, people make up in, like, The Simpsons actually exist. Like, fuck, dude. It makes me feel better about my life, knowing that there's just people who are just this big of a loser.
There are people who unironically bought Battleborn and thought it was good.
There are people who pre-ordered the special edition with the season pass Battleborn thing for like $99. Ted, there are people who cosplayed as Battleborn characters when the game was coming out.
Were you the one that linked me to this guy dabbing to Johnny Cash's hurt?
No.
It's so good. I hurt myself today.
Oh, man. I decided because... You know,
my favorite part of this video is when he does it too early, so he hesitates, and then he does it again.
He hesitates. Wait, have I ever showed you Opa SpongeBob style?
Opa SpongeBob, where it's like the kid's about to cry? Like he has a fucking gun pointed at him?
Yes!
Hold on, Alex. I need you to watch this video. It is ASMR roleplay. Tender and emotionally intelligent Funky Kong consoles you after a messy divorce.
What?
You know, life isn't always boogie boarding in the shallow end, my dude. This audio was recorded through the skull of a Miocene primate with the top layer of bone worn down with a light spritzing of vintage Surge soda.
I am your main monkey. What is this video?
And our social bonds can be mega gnarly to the max.
I assume this is like a new level of shitposting.
Life isn't always boogie boarding in the shallow end, Alex. Okay?
I'm gonna like this video so I can save it for later.
But what about how to draw with Shadman from shadbase.com?
Okay, but what I was trying to say was, much like this video, Opa SpongeBob style is not some weird autistic thing. Like, that kid is actually a comedic genius. Like, that
he's little... the Toby Fox of SpongeBob videos.
No, that kid knows he's, like, 10, and he knows he is an awful, like, idiot. So he uses that to his advantage, makes his voice as correctly as humanly possible, and does the dance. Not because he likes the fucking video, not because he thinks it'll be funny, but because he knows that what he's doing is so cringeworthy, but he's doing it all ironically. It circles around itself, and he is actually the funniest motherfucker I know. That kid is a fucking, puts shades on, a bad boy. That kid knows what he's doing. He's a fucking meme genie. Much like Doc Future 1 here with tender and emotionally intelligent Funky Kong.
There are levels at work here that we just simply do not understand. Also, Alex, this is the best video game.
The entire B movie, but every time they say B, it gets faster. 7 minutes and 4 seconds.
Well, wait, hold on a second. When the song's shorter than 7 minutes.
No, it's the movie.
Oh.
The entire B movie, but every time they say it gets faster. So the entire movie is 7 minutes now.
It's basically the Minions movie at that point.
The Minions movie. By the way, there's a SyncTube video they put up the other day, which was the entire B movie, but really fast. It's 3 minutes long. It's the entire B movie at hyperspeed.
We are entering the B zone.
B zone. There's a mod on Skyrim that's just the entire B-movie script as a text file. It's just like a book you can read. Ted, that's just like the shittiest thing I've ever seen. I miss modding Skyrim, kinda.
I could never get him to work.
Oh my god, Ted. Like, because I've already beaten Skyrim like twice, right? So like, when I played Skyrim earlier to do the like fucking other story, I decided to like be an awful person and just like get a lot of mods and cheat and just dick around and have fun, right? So this is like my fucking third or fourth roadie through the game. I don't care anymore, you know? So like, I installed all of the mod fixes and map mods to make everything, and a cleaner UI just to make everything look nice, right? That's all I wanted. I initially didn't want to get insane. 136 mods later, I had Frostmourne, I had, like, Sulphurous, I had the fucking Twin Blades of Azanoth in there, I had a pirate outfit, I had fucking, like, a bunch of fucking, like, sexy succubus mods in there, because you know I needed those in there. But no sex mods, though, because they all looked like shit. Don't worry about that, I had some high-quality taste. I had fucking better Argonian textures, because I always made Argonians. I had many bug fixes that just broke more shit. I had my favorite, the Spooky Scary Skeletons mod, that whenever you're near a skeleton, it radiates the Spooky Scary Skeletons theme song, and this stacks. So, like, this one time in one of the DLC areas, where you're fighting these fucking things called fucking Mist Man and Bone Men, which are just skeletons, they also still proc the sound effect. So, you pick up this one Black Soul Gem, and then five of them...
I think you're too close to your microphone, you're puffing.
But, like, five of them pop out of the ground, and immediately the song just stacks on top of itself five times. So you just hear the little xylophone just really, really loud. Yeah, but it's really loud because it's playing five times over itself. It was really funny.
You mean spooky.
It was spooky. I fucking loved it. It made playing that game actually fun.
For my Oblivion, I tried getting a bunch of mods that were mostly graphic mods.
Anime and cat girl mods.
Well, okay. See, the thing was, I had to,
he didn't say no, ladies and gentlemen.
No. You can't prove. But I would, like, go to the most downloaded. I had to turn off, like, adult mods and anime mods so I could fucking find actually useful ones.
See, there actually isn't nearly as many, like, horrible, degrading sex mods as I wanted in Skyrim. No.
Jesus Christ, I forgot about this video on my YouTube thing. It was called Vidya 4chan's PMV collab, and it's, like, a bunch of horses, like, going ape shit and, like, killing each other with the My Little Pony theme over it. What the fuck is this?
That fucking video Dax made of him taking scissors and cutting up a little Pinkie Pie toy he got from, like, his little cousin still gets him death threats.
Really?
Allegedly.
Where he's like, what did he say? He's like, you're so... He was, like, cutting, like, a Pinkie Pie toy from McDonald's with scissors.
Yeah, he's just cutting it because his cousin gave him the thing, and he's like, what the fuck do I do with this? Hey, I got an idea. He just made the video. That was the extent of that thought process. this will be fun.
Whatever happened to I know that GPM is working with Vine Sauce now.
Dax speedruns. He was at a fucking SJGQ. He fucking sped ran fucking some Sonic game, and he was also there on the couch with the Sonic Boom commentary.
That's what I remember he does that. Now. But I just don't know if that stream is still doing shit or if it just got absorbed into Vine Sauce.
I don't know. I mean, that'd be the best thing that happened to it would be that it got absorbed into fucking Vine Sauce.
Lusty Alolan maid.
Oh, yeah, I love that picture. Fucking goddamn Salazzle, I think that's how you pronounce it, is just fucking scale bait in the worst fucking way. It's like, remember Lopunny? You know why they made Lopunny, right? Everyone does.
It makes me nervous that they're doing this.
And so, like, they're like, hey, guys, we don't have anything for those weirdos called the Scaly Community. They're like, hey, guys, I got an idea. We're gonna make this really tall-ass, thin, feminine lizard that has hypnotic gas.
It's got, like, clothing on with its scales.
It has sexy pheromones that can mind-control human beings. They wrote that shit, and they knew what they were doing. They already been covering it up as worthwhile. Like, Lopunny! They can pretend they were innocent. Like
it was like a Playboy bunny thing.
Like they can get away with it once, you know. They could just say, "Whoopsie doodles, we made another Gardevoir, everybody." Our bad, they say as they start washing their hands. Fucking. But when they made Salandit and then Salazzle, they didn't even try to cover it up.
Well, Salandit looks like a salamander bandit.
Yeah, but
just like, yo, what's up, motherfucker? I'm gonna shank you on the road.
But they still say when they first reveal that the female hypnotic gas, the hypnotic pheromone thing,
and
so
then it applies to humans.
They immediately went off like, wait a minute, what? And then they made Salazzle, which still has that power, and you're just like.
And isn't Salazzle female exclusive?
Yeah. Only female Salandits can evolve into Salazzle. So male
like,
Salandits
the
literally
Pokedex entry. The Pokedex entry literally says harem of male ones that it lives with.
Yeah. They didn't even try. It's literally just scaly bait. Fucking scaly general, one of the other three threads I go to, is fucking just covered in her now. It's covered in either Salazzle or fucking just... gratuitous amounts of gay dragon porn. Tad, when I say Draugnar the fucking pussy boy destroyer and his fucking his massive 20-inch cock that doubles in length, that pales in comparison to the power fantasy of some dragon fuckers out there. Like, if I could talk, let me tell you about the fucking furry community of how awful these people are. Like, I go in here, I want some porn, and that's it, Tad. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad boy. But I don't want any of this other shit. I don't care. I don't want you, your personality, son. But these fucking
don't want none of your sassafras.
I don't want your fursona garbage. This shit is so... Okay. When you go around, and you learn as much, and you look at this shit, and you actually... For whatever audacity you read some of the shit they say, you start to learn a pattern that every single type of, like, furry has. Like, okay, like say a guy whose persona is a wolf, right? That motherfucker is this...
Did you say persona or fursona?
Fursona, dumb shit. I'm talking about the
bad shit. I was
gonna
say, respect my pronouns.
Respect my pronouns. Did you just assume my pronoun? Did you just assume my gender? Okay, so, like... All furries who are this, like, deep into it are attention-whoring faggots. We all know that. I'm gonna use hardcore F right there, motherfucker. Fucking, they're all bad people. We all know that. We've all been here for fucking... We've all been on the internet for years. We all get that. But they all have their own little patterns, and wolf fuckers are, like, these... finger-quote independent people who think they're lone wolves, who think they're really cool, who want to be really cool and powerful and shit. They want to be cool. They want to have these massive fucking 10-inch dicks. These 10-inch wolf dicks with knots. They fucking want to be powerful and cool and awesome, but they're personating as a wolf, which everyone fucking does, so they're just a sheep, really. They want to stand out, and because of that, they fucking just blend in with everyone else. It's irony, Tad. Fucking fox fags are literally the Narutos of the fan of the fucking furry community, Tad. The end. Don't need to get into any more detail with that. Fucking scalies are like the weirdos. Scalies are the people who are like those weird kids who liked who just liked weird shit. Yeah, instead of liking the doggos that everyone else likes, you know, the loving animal, they like the cold-blooded murderers. And these fuckers are always gay. Like, if you're up some scaly shit, 90% of it is fucking gay dragons fucking each other with twin dicks. Like,
twin dicks.
Like, Tad, like, I'm sure Homestuck has plenty of its own gay porn. I know it does. Everyone knows it does.
There's, what, fucking six male trolls? Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's, like, 24 male trolls, 24 female. It's an even split.
Yeah, but, like, that won't stop them. But, like, with this, it's like, dragon fuckers, I just really want to get into them. I don't care about describing everybody. I just really want to get into
dragon
them.
Dragon fuckers. That's spelled with a Z at the end.
Yeah. Dragon fags will always draw themselves as these big-ass, powerful Western dragons with huge wings, gigantic 40-inch cocks, and, of course, some multicolored-ass hair.
You gotta be special and unique.
Gotta be special and unique, my dude. It is always awful. It is always the worst. Everybody hates it. And it's always super gay. And there's half... I want to say more than half. I want to say... If I can do like a mathematical little guesstimate, 70 to 80% twin dicks. I don't know what their obsession with twin dicks is, but I fucking hate twin dicks. It is so weird, and it's so disgusting to me. And it's also super fucking gay. But it's just like when you see it so much, you just kind of get desensitized to it, you know? You're just kind of like, oh, whatever. More gay posting in this thread, I guess. Whatever. But... Oh my god, they're just so gay. Like, these gays are such faggots, Tad. They don't shut the fuck up about how awesome they think they are and how awesome their twin dicks are. Like, Tad, it's like, you know how Battleborn really has only two bad things? Scaly General really has only two bad things. But I'm constantly reminded about those two bad things.
Well, I mean, whose fault is it that... Whose fault is it that you're in a fucking, like, furry thread, Alex? See the fuck? It's like when I was talking about Homestuck Western...
Tad?
What?
No furries allowed. This is strictly a scaly household. It's a picture.
I love that comic.
Good.
It's like, son, it's time, you know, you're an adult now. It's time to make a big decision. You know, we gotta work together. Which kind of furry are you going to be?
Ah, Pajit, my son, you are of age now. You must make a decision. Stupid fucking furry or stupid fucking lizard. Reminder that India is going to be a nuclear power.
See.
Reminder that nuclear India power is on top of the world.
Could you not? Also, Alex, you know what I just remembered happened? The Overwatch porn parody.
The worst part about Oversnatch is when I watched the fucking trailer and Reaper says, "Bask in the shadows of dick," and I said, "But that's a Zenyatta line, you got it wrong."
Alright, hold on, I'm gonna watch this.
Just what I needed. Widowmaker's lips so big you can see him from fucking space.
Holy shit.
Overwatch the porn parody.
Dick Blossom activated.
Dick Blossom activated. I fucking hate and love Brad. Ted, they made a fucking Bane porn parody. Okay, Ted, I want to review something, because I've been thinking about this at work, but meme magic in 2016 is real. Like, it got... We have an official Bane meme porn parody from Brazzers. She pulls out his dick. It has a little Bane mask on it, and she says, I gotta get this hothead out of there. Ted,
see, here's my
Ted,
position.
They all talk all right,
Alex,
in the
hold
Bane
on.
Voice.
No memes, no memes. I'm gonna tell you my actual, like, not joking opinion on that shit. Okay, so, chaos magic. Chaos magic. I think that's a real thing. Now let me explain. Let me throw a flashbang at you. Right click, roll, right click again. Okay, so ritual makes perception, makes reality. Alright, Alex, ritual makes perception.
Black Frost
makes
King
reality.
Frost, King Mab, Neko Shogun, Jin, Shiki Oji, the President, Cannibalistic Sex Orgies. You put them all together and you get. And then you get this.
You get 2016. But no, what chaos magic is? It's a silly ass name. I don't know why they went with it, but it's like, if enough people think about something, or it's like tulpas are a thing.
Oh, you mean it's like how the orcs work in Warhammer? They think hard.
Actually,
enough,
exactly it. That's the world. Whatever you do affects how you see the world, and for all intents and purposes, that's what the world is. It doesn't matter, like, if you can't see or, you're unable to percept, like, say that ghosts or say there's a ghost jerking off just in my eyesight, like, right in front of me. I can't see it, I can't percept it, so it might as well not exist, because it's not real. To me, it's not. So if enough people believe in a thing, I mean, Donald Trump being elected president is, like, the put, like, it started off with the Baines Mountains. It started off with a bunch of coincidences, and then it was just a bunch of crazy, crazy coincidences, and then Trump got elected.
Well,
there was no reason why he should have won.
Predictions for this presidential election. Trump's victory, 1.8%. XCOM.
But, like, I believe ritual makes perception, makes reality. If enough people are making memes, like, how this will be real fucking funny if this dude wins.
What's the dad, like... We have an Overwatch porn parody. We have a fucking Bane meme porn parody. Trump is president, and memes are saving Robbie Rotten's actor from pancreatic cancer.
That's right, that's right.
Memes are going to not only elect a man president and get us a porn parody, it's going to save someone's life from cancer. Tad, memes
Holy
are going
to
beat cancer.
I actually did it, like, when I last checked this, he only had $3,000. He is, like, 1,000, like, 800 away from actually getting the money he needs. Holy shit.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's gonna save this man. Fucking, we are number one, but everyone is replaced with a new hopeful message sent to Robbie Rotten's actor on him beating cancer. That's gonna be the victory video.
Oh my god. I didn't believe it.
Dude,
you know?
He's going to come out of the hospital and just say, I'm number one.
Oh, did I tell you what I got my brothers for Christmas?
Pancreatic cancer?
something better.
A simple stable boy?
No, hold on. Let me see if I can find a picture of it. Shit.
The Skilly community. God,
okay, what it is... I bought it from the official Donald Trump store because he already won, so it doesn't fucking matter. Because I bought the hat as a joke, and then he won. It's my fault. I fucked up, guys.
I want
I'm
one
sorry.
Of those hats, Nara.
I fucked up. I bought it because I wanted to have, like, hey, remember this weird asshole tried running for president? So I got that, and I got two pins, and then he fucking won. See, what's actually cool is I actually have a pin from before he announced his vice president. So it just says Trump. It doesn't say Trump Pence. But when I got my brothers, because now it's just funny, because it doesn't matter what happens now. I bought them their, like, giant styrofoam thumbs up that say Make America Great Again. They cost me $25. I just searched MAGA thumbs up, and now there's a bunch of anime pictures.
The people who are going to vote for Trump are the people who jerk off to little cartoon girls online.
I jerk off to cartoons. Do.
Man,
you know the video I'm talking about?
No. I do know that one video, Bitch, I Love My Waifu. That fucking rap song that some asshole made.
Trump voters masturbate to anime.
I remember the video I gave you of the news report saying how offensive it was that the police texted each other with that one anime picture. It's just, aw shit, nigga.
Wait, hold on, what?
Okay, it was, you know that one picture that's really old? It's just those two anime girls. It's just, it was like, aw shit, nigga, that old meme pic.
Oh, and she's like holding her hands up in the air?
Yeah. There was a news report about people being offended that the police officer and the police chief were sending each other texts about how happy they were about, like, this event coming up, and one of the police officers sent him that text with that anime girl picture, and people were offended because it said, aw shit, nigga, on it, and he's white.
Dude, imagine if you were a fucking... imagine if your fucking grandpa sent a text to him. He hides the cow skull in the dude's fucking car, and then he sends him a picture of an anime girl.
My grandpa is the biggest anime fan. He's a cricket cop.
Who did this? Which one of you motherfuckers put that cow skull in my car? And then he gets this on his fucking phone.
Oh shit, nigga. Police pranks 1960. Which one of you motherfuckers put a cow skull in my car? Police pranks 2016. The fucking anime.
See, when you said 60, I thought you were going to say police pranks, and you were going to have, like the fucking civil rights movements, and people beating each other with clubs.
No, but that's
and,
a good
oppressing
picture,
oppressing black people. And then 2016, it's just anime girls.
No, police acts in 1960, fucking beating black people. Police acts of 2016, cops shooting black people.
And then with an anime girl attached.
God, trash is so bad. I mean, like, when you say it out loud, you're like, gee, Alex, you fucking think? It's just like, man, trash is awful, and you get a gold star. It's like, yeah, I know, but it's like, man, I'm in the mood for some kinky ass shit, and you're just like, oh god, it's all garbage.
See, here's what I do. Whenever I don't even browse Ko, I literally just go to this website. And then it has every Homestuck and Homestuck-related thread on 4chan open at the same time, and I can just go to them.
You ever think you like a single thing a little too much?
Nope.
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 Fucking... Oh, God, I hate everything.
Hey, this is a picture my friend Steele drew.
Gross. Oh, fucking, when I was fucking watching that video... So that video about Steven Universe talking about how bad everything is, or like how bad shipping can be and shit, I'm just like, well, this is going on the podcast. One of the pictures someone posted was a fucking ship picture from this artist that I follow on Tumblr, and I spit out my drink. I was like, fuck, I'm part of the problem.
They got me.
Guilty as charged, fam. Blush Mallet's a good artist. Fuck.
Hey, why did they get even access to the police chief's text messages?
I don't know. The video didn't explain that part. Oh, fuck me. Okay. Now, I know a lot of this is going to be edited out as just us fucking going and shit, trying to think of shit to talk about, but here's the thing they actually talk about before I go to bed, because it's fucking 1 p.m. Okay, so there's this 20-minute long-ass video called Police People Dealing with Sovereign Citizens. Shut up, you stupid mutt. So, you know what a sovereign citizen is, right?
Someone who declares that they're not part of the state or country that they're in, right?
Basically an unintelligent man-child. So, so a sovereign citizen is just this big fucking asshole who thinks he knows more than the people in charge. Because he read a little fucking article online. Now he's smart. He knows everything about the law. So, it's people getting pulled over and filming the police for whatever reason, and the police going like, hey, can I see your license and registration, please? And they're like, no,
am
sir,
I being detained?
No, they say, no, sir, I'd like to opt out. And they're like, and the cops are just like, what? Like, no, sir, I'm traveling. I'm not going to withhold my. I'm going to have the right to withhold my information because I am traveling. I'm not actually driving or whatever the fuck they say. And the cop, every single cop is just like, the fuck are you talking about? Like, okay, here's how this is going to work.
Oh, these guys are like, no, no, no. See, I'm not using these roads. I'm traveling. I'm not driving. You can't arrest me. I'm traveling.
Yeah, and it's just. And you're like, okay, so here's how this is going to work. You're going to give me your license and registration, or I'm going to be legally obligated to break open your window and take you out of this car by force. Now, what I'm thinking is, okay, these sovereign citizens are big assholes, but even they can't be proud enough to get hit in the face with a nightstick. So every single video in that 20-minute video, I'm proven wrong. And they continue to be like, nope, sir, I can do whatever I want. I'm a sovereign citizen. Proceeds to get his ass kicked and then put in jail. My favorite is this one guy who gets pulled over and says, sorry, sir, but I did not consent to you searching my car. It's like, I don't want to search your car. I just want your license and registration. He's like, nope, sir, I don't consent to this. So he's like, okay, get the fuck out of there. So he pulls him out of the car. He's like, I don't consent to this. I don't consent. And I'm just, and no cop says anything. They're just like, shut up. And like, what I'm thinking is, like, yeah, imagine a country where you can just be a criminal and consent to, just not consent to the police kicking your ass. Like, you're robbing a bank. Sorry, officer, but I don't consent to you holding the gun to my head. So long, suckers.
And just, nani.
Masaka, how did you know about that law?
He's just a kid.
But, like, there are two that are my favorite. Okay, three. That one, the consent one. The one where the guy is in, not being pulled over, he's in some office. He's in some like government building, and he's trying to be a smartass to this lawyer. He's like got a camera, and he's like, "Hey, did you read this blah 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 law about how I'm fucking traveling and shit?" And the fucking guy, the lawyer, just has this big smug grin and rolls his eyes. He's like, "Oh yeah, you know what you're talking about." Like the lawyer, you can totally tell, knows this person with the camera is just the biggest retard, and the guy with the camera's like, "I'll show you, Mr. Lawyer," and he tries to walk past these two guards, and the guards like, you know, bud next to each other, like, "Sorry, sir, but you can't go through here," and he's like, no, see, I actually can, because there's no law stating that one person can or cannot go past the location, and he's like, "This is privately owned, and you don't have the jurisdiction, like, you don't have the identification law, like, order or jurisdiction to go past this point, sir." He's like, "Well, see, you can't actually legally enforce that law. I can walk wherever I damn well choose." He's like, "Sir, you can't." And he's like, "Watch me." And so they push him back, like, "Sir, please don't do that again, or we will be forced to have to tase you." And I'm like, "Please, just walk away. You're not this proud." So 30 seconds later, walks back up, gets shot in the fucking tits with a taser, and the camera just falls out of his hand. But my absolute favorite is the one cop who knew the law, who actually knew what the sovereign citizen was going to say. So these two cops come up, this old cop and this obvious rookie cop. They pull over the guy, and the dude is like, "Sorry, but I'm traveling. I actually am not using this road for what you say." And the young cop's like, "What?" And the old cop is immediately pissed. Immediately, like, triggered. Like, you just assumed his fucking gender on Tumblr. He fucking leans over into the window, yells at, like, the loud, like, he's like a drill, like, the fucking, like, drill instructor hat, you know? He's like a ranger. He's like, "All right, yeah. You listen here, you little son of a bitch. You think you can, like, driving is a privilege, not a right. You have the right to give us your license and registration when we pull you over. Traveling is an ancient law that only applies to horses and feet, which you are not using on the highway. Traveling is a privilege, not a right. Give your license and registration right fucking now." He pulls out his nightstick, and he's just like, "Oh, shit, okay, here." He's like, "Good! Now, next time a cop pulls you fucking over, you do as you're goddamn told. You're not under arrest. You're not being detained. We just wanted to let you know that you were speeding. You had no right to be a little smartass and think you knew better than us. God damn it." He goes back, writes him up for being, like being disrespectful and shit, gives him a ticket, and just says, "Now, good fucking day." And the guy, like, drives off all scared. Like, that cop fucking showed him what's what, did everything correct, both emotionally and legally. He's my favorite cop. in that entire video. Also, just seeing people getting their ass beat with nightsticks when they try to be like smartasses. Oh, the one where the guy is about to get pulled over. He's like, nope, sorry, but I ain't getting pulled over today. Fuck that. And then the video just cuts to the guy, the guy's fucking trial, just arrested for resisting arrest. What are you gonna do? Arrest me? Quote from man arrested. Have you seen this video? Because I want you to watch it before like I go to bed. Oh, perfect. Sovereign. If I type in sovereign, it just says sovereign citizens own compilation. Oh, there's another one. Fuck. Where's the one that I want?
Here. Put it in the sync tube.
Oh, there's a shitload of these. I don't have time to watch. Oh, fuck, I gotta find the right one.
Oh, that's right. I still have Star Wars The Third Gathers Backstroke of the West in here. I told you about that, Zach. I told you about that, didn't I?
No.
It's, there was a Chinese bootleg of the third Star, or like the sixth Star Wars movie, like the third prequel. And they took the, very, because it was like a Chinese bootleg with shitty English subtitles. Or like, it had shitty Chinese. And they translated it to English, and it was like a bootleg of the English copy. And so these people took the entire thing.
Perfect,
and
this
then
is the
like,
video. Okay, it's 35 they dubbed, minutes.
They dubbed the video. They dubbed the entire Star Wars movie with it. It's where that meme of do not want comes from, because the translation for the Darth Vader yelling no is do not want.
Well, I should jump the recording now because I think we're done.
Oh, yeah.